Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article written for agency principals. It's called The Agency Principal's Guide to Keeping Your Team Compliant.
And that's a real one, because when you're running an office, your name is behind every person on the floor.
Right. And the article opens with exactly that point. When a salesperson wins a listing, that reflects on the office. When a salesperson is trading on a license that expired 3 weeks ago, that also reflects on the office. And that second one is a much bigger problem.
What gets me is how easily it happens. Nobody lets a license lapse on purpose.
That's almost a direct line from the article. It happens because the date drifted past while everyone was busy, and nobody was watching it on that person's behalf.
And when you've got a team of 8, 10, 15 people, all with different license types and different renewal dates, it's genuinely hard to watch all of it.
That's where the article gets specific. Each person on the team carries their own moving parts. One agent holds an assistant agent registration. Another holds a full license. Your second in charge might be working toward a diploma. And all of those have different renewal dates that almost never line up.
Then you throw CPD on top.
Right. And CPD isn't uniform across states. In Queensland, the CPD year runs for 12 months from each person's own license or registration issue date. So two agents who started in the same office a month apart can have completely different deadlines.
That's the bit people don't realize. It's not one date per year for the whole team. It's one date per person.
And NSW, QLD, and the ACT each set their own annual requirements. Victoria handles ongoing development differently again. So if you've got agents across states, you're tracking against different rules for each of them.
Okay, so what does good team compliance actually look like? Because I think a lot of principals are running this out of their head in a spreadsheet.
The article is pretty clear on this. You need a single register. Every team member, their license type, their renewal date, their CPD status. One view, not a memory, and a few emails.
And renewals flagged well ahead of time, not the week they're due.
The framing in the article is, early is calm, late is a scramble, and completion certificates kept somewhere you can actually find them when an authority asks.
Because that's a real risk. If an authority finds an unlicensed person has been working as an agent, that sits on the agency, not just the individual.
It can put a question mark over deals that person was involved in. It can affect your standing with the regulator. And it's the kind of thing that, if it gets out, does serious damage to a reputation that took years to build.
All of that from a missed renewal date.
Which brings us to the quieter costs the article talks about. Even when nothing goes wrong, team compliance costs the principal something every month. Their attention.
The chasing.
Chasing a salesperson to finish a CPD unit, sending the third reminder, making a mental note to check whether someone renewed. It adds up, and it pulls you away from the work only you can do.
Revenue, listings, growing the office.
Exactly. And there's a point in the article about CPD that's worth sitting with. It's easy to read it as a renewal hoop, something you complete to keep the right to trade switched on. But a good chunk of it covers the parts of the job where a mistake is expensive.
Like what?
Trust account handling. Disclosure rules, practice changes that arrive every year and quietly shift how things must be done. An agent who is current on their training is less likely to mishandle client money or trip over a rule that moved while they weren't looking.
So keeping the team current is actually protecting the agency from day-to-day errors, not just ticking a box.
That's the reframe the article makes. Team compliance isn't a cost you tolerate. It's part of how a well-run office stays out of trouble, keeps clients confident, and protects the reputation that brings the next listing in.
Okay, so how does Archer actually help with this? Because that chasing problem is real for any principal.
The model is built around one idea. The principal stays in control without being the one who chases. When your team is enrolled, reminders for CPD and course progress go directly to the staff member by email and SMS.
So not to the principal first.
Right. If someone is falling behind, Archer follows up the learner. The principal is only notified if two follow-up attempts get no response, so the day-to-day nagging never lands on you.
What about visibility? You'd still want to know where everyone is up to.
Agencies get compliance tracking and progress reporting across the whole team. One dedicated account manager, one clear view of who is current and who is due. One relationship, not a dozen moving pieces.
And because Archer is nationally recognized, RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA, you run that one relationship across NSW, QLD, VIC, and the ACT.
A salesperson in Brisbane, an agent in Sydney, a representative in Melbourne, all under the same account, each tracked against the right rules for their state.
And the full license ladder, New starters on entry registration, existing agents moving up to a full license, and you can develop a diploma-qualified licensee in charge in the wings.
So the office is never one resignation away from a problem. That's a line from the article, and it's a good one.
What's the one thing a listener should take away from this?
If team compliance currently lives in your head and a spreadsheet, the article says it is more fragile than it feels. The fix is a system that tracks the dates, chases the learner, and only escalates to you when it genuinely needs to.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute website. And if you want someone to map your team's license types and dates, Archer's Australian-based team can walk you through exactly what that looks like for your office.
You can call them on 1-800-069-273. Nationally recognized, online, and self-paced, with real Australian-based support behind it. Thanks for listening.